All right, so here's my vote for the Ari as our earliest Jewish therapist. Okay. Well, I have one more story for you. And this story is about Rabbi Nachman of Bratslav. Rabbi Nachman is my own hero among all the rabbis. He was the great-grandson of the Baal Shem Tov, who was the founder of Hasidism. And during his lifetime, Rabbi Nachman was never very famous, and he never had many followers. And the only thing he was famous for is that his great-grandfather was a Baal Shem Tov. Nevertheless, since his death, there is general agreement that Rabbi Nachman's status has risen and risen and risen, until now he is regarded as equal to, if not even more important, than the Baal Shem Tov. And the reason that he is so important is that in the last 4 years of his life, after he had struggled for many years to try to transmit the spiritual truths to his followers, he decided to try a new technique, to tell stories. And he had a very loyal disciple, a scribe, whose name was Reb Nussen of Nemirov. I can't forget that name because my own father's Yiddish name was Nussen. And Reb Nussen wrote down everything, all the pearls that fell from the Rebbe's lips. And so we have a complete record of Rabbi Nachman's teachings and his stories, which is remarkable. And so this is one of the stories about Rabbi Nachman, and it's called The Souls of Trees. But I want to just, because I'm going to stop at the end of the story, I want to just give you a couple of hints. And one of those hints is that there is a law in the Torah that says you may not cut down a newly planted tree or take its fruit until it's 3 years old. All right? That's my hint. Now, here's the story. One day, Reb Nachman asked his chassidim to tell Reb Lepke, the coachman, to prepare the coach for a journey. The chassidim asked him where he was going, and all Reb Nachman would say is, "Someone needs our help." And soon, Reb Lepke came in, and he said, "The coach is ready." And Reb Nachman selected three of his chassidim, and they all went and got in the coach, and Reb Lepke got on top, and he said, "All right, where do you want to go?" And Reb Nachman said, "Hold the reins lightly, Reb Lepke, and let the horses go wherever they please." Now, Reb Lepke thought this was a strange request, but he knew Reb Nachman very well, and he didn't question it. And he held the reins lightly, and all of a sudden, the horses took off, like they knew exactly where they were going. And they were going really fast, down one road, and down another. And they were running for hours. And pretty soon, it was past lunchtime. The Hasidim, frankly, were getting hungry. They would have liked to have stopped for lunch. Meanwhile, there was no sign of that. And the horses just kept going and going. And pretty soon, it was already late afternoon. Well, where were they going to stop to say the afternoon and evening prayers? Where were they going to spend the night? Where would they have dinner? They asked Reb Nachman. All he would say was, "God will provide." Then it happened that just before sunset, they passed an inn, and Reb Nachman yelled out the window to Reb Lepke, "Stop the horses here." And so he pulled up to the inn, and they got out, and they went inside, and oh, they were so delighted to learn it was a Jewish inn, run by a Jewish innkeeper. And he was delighted to have such a honored guest as Reb Nachman come to his inn. And so they treated them very well, and they all prayed together the afternoon and the evening prayers. And then they had a wonderful dinner prepared by the innkeeper's wife. And then they sat and they talked Torah for several hours, and the innkeeper was amazed at the knowledge and wisdom of Reb Nachman. And finally, the innkeeper led Reb Nachman and Hasidim to their rooms to go to sleep. And after he had taken the Hasidim to their room, and he brought Reb Nachman to his room, he stood outside the door and he said, "Rebbe, could I speak to you in private for a moment?" Reb Nachman said, "Of course, please, come in." And they both went in, and Reb Nachman pointed to a chair for him to sit down. And he said, "Yes, what is it?" And the innkeeper said, Rebbe, "God has been good to me. He said, I've been married for 10 years, and I love my wife, and she loves me. And I have been very successful with this inn. I have no complaints about that. Yet, I want you to know that my wife and I are very sad. And Reb Nachman looked at him and he saw that, yes, he did appear to be a sad man. And he said, well, what is it? What's the reason? And the innkeeper said, he said, Rebbe, God has not seen fit to give my wife and I the blessing of a child. He said, Rebbe, is there anything you can do for us? Reb Nachman said, he said, you know, it's been a very long day. I'm very tired. He said, let me think about this overnight. And in the morning, if there's anything that I can do to help you, I'll tell you. This satisfied the innkeeper, and everyone went to sleep. Then it happened, the middle of the night, that Reb Nachman woke up screaming. And everyone in the inn was wakened, and they all came running because they thought somebody was trying to kill him. And when they came into his room, they saw him sitting up in bed, dazed. And he ignored everyone who was standing there, all of them who were saying, what is it, what is it, what happened? And instead, he reached into his bag, and he pulled out a book, and he closed his eyes, and he opened that book at random, and he pointed to a passage, and he opened his eyes, and he read it, and he shook his head, and he closed the book, and he put it back in the bag, and then he opened his eyes and said to everyone, all right, I'm all right. I'll talk to you all in the morning. Everyone can go back to bed. Everyone left. They went back to sleep except for the innkeeper and his wife. They didn't get a wink of sleep. And they wondered, who is this Rebbe? What will he tell us? Then in the morning, Reb Nachman and the Hasidim prayed Shacharit, the morning prayers, with the innkeeper and the other guests of the inn. And then they had a wonderful breakfast. And after breakfast, Reb Nachman signaled for the innkeeper and his wife to join him away from the others. And Reb Nachman looked at them very severely and he said to them, tell me, were the walls of this inn built out of saplings that were cut down before their time? The innkeeper and his wife looked at each other and they said, well, yes, yes, Rebbe, that's true, but how would you know that? And Reb Nachman said, I had the most terrible nightmare last night. I dreamed that I was surrounded by the bodies of the dead. And they were all surrounding me and it was awful. I couldn't bear it. And when I woke up and I opened that book and I pointed to that passage, the passage I pointed to read, cutting down a tree before its time is the same as killing a soul. He said, and then I understood that the souls of the trees had been crying out to me. And then I understood why you and your wife don't have children. The innkeeper said, Rebbe, what possible connection could there be? And Reb Nachman said, there is an angel whose name is Lila. Lila is the angel of conception. In order for your wife to conceive, the angel Lila has to approach your inn and tap on your window 3 times. But every time that Lila comes close to your inn, the sighs and the moans and the cries of the trees that were cut down too soon reach her, and she turns around and leaves. And the innkeeper said, Rebbe, that's terrible. Is there anything I can do about it? And Reb Nachman said, yes, there is. He said, you should plant trees. He said, you must plant trees. Plant twice as many trees as you cut down and take good care of them and don't pick their fruit and don't cut them down for 3 years. And if you do that, after 3 years, Lila will return and you and your wife will become parents. The innkeeper. This was a great revelation for him. He said, oh, Rebbe, thank you so much. And he grabbed his wife and he dragged her outside and they started planting trees even before the Hasidim left. And they planted trees until there were twice as many trees as they had cut down. And they took very good care of them. They watered them. They touched them. They put up a fence around them. They made sure nobody bothered them. And at the end of 3 years, the angel Lila returned. And the songs and the lullabies of those new trees calmed and soothed the trees that had been cut down. And Lila was able to approach their window and tap on it 3 times. And that year, the innkeeper's wife gave birth to a beautiful baby boy. And every year after that, for the next 6 years, she gave birth until they had a wonderful family of 7 children. And every one of them was as tall and straight and strong as a fine tree. Thank you.
Well, I know that you join with me in thanking Professor Schwartz for beginning his weekend with such magnificent tales and teaching. And this is just the beginning, a quick review of the rest of the weekend. Tomorrow morning, Professor Schwartz will be teaching our regular weekly Torah study, but you are all welcome to join them at 9:30 a.m. The title of his talk tomorrow, based upon Parshat Mishpatim, our Torah portion, is entitled Heavenly Journeys. Then at lunchtime, there is a talk that begins at 1 o'clock p.m. Those who have reserved lunch are welcome to join us at 12:30, and then the talk begins at 1 o'clock. Based upon his latest book and his research, the talk is entitled, Is There a Jewish Mythology? I'm terribly excited about this session because based upon this book, I know it will be incredibly interesting and provocative. And then finally, on Sunday morning, we'll begin at 9 o'clock with Continental Breakfast, and at 9:30 a.m., Professor Schwartz's final talk, The Storytelling of the Rabbis. Those of you who do not have Professor Schwartz's books in your library are invited this weekend to begin to create your own Howard Schwartz library in your home. And Tzila and Howard will be in the Onyx Shabbat to offer you books from his collection, and he has agreed even to inscribe them for you if you'd like. So I hope many of you will take him up on that. Very graciously, Professor Schwartz has offered to share the proceeds from this sale with us to help us build the Deutsch Scar in Residence Fund and continue the generosity of our congregation to bring weekend programs such as this. I thank once again Howard and Tzila Schwartz for sharing the Shabbat, and I wish you all a very blessed Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.